The black high heels click against the pavement as I turn the corner and head down the small side street where Arif lives. I've been looking forward to this evening all day. I excitedly find the key in the pocket of my trench coat and let myself in. I feel like running up the stairs, but I calm myself down. On the third floor, I let myself into his flat. His delicious scent is on everything. He is like an exotic spice, and I'm marinating in it. Even though we have been a couple for several years, we don't live together. Neither of us feels like it. This is just perfect. But my friends can't always understand it. Is it because he doesn't want to? They ask. And they say, men are just a bit weird sometimes. But they don't understand that, if that is the case, then I'm just as weird as he is. Because Arif and I commit to each other by letting each other be free. But we are open to stay so that the relationship remains a pleasure and does not transform into a duty, as we have seen with so many other couples. It's difficult to explain. I might not fully understand it myself, but my girlfriends certainly don't understand it. Or at least, I don't think they do. Because I never really tried explaining it to them. I merely hold my tongue and receive the well-meaning remarks, even though they are way off. Because I know exactly where I have Arif, and he knows exactly where he has me. We have been etched into each other's bodies and souls like a permanent condition you can't live without, which we don't want to live without. But even when that's the case, you might still need a bit of added spice. I fumble my way to the light switch. I turn on the light in the hallway, open my coat, and find a hanger for it.